With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fan Morning Show, pardon me, I'm choked up about it. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Good morning to you. And by the way, those fan headlines Chris just brought you are brought to you by Dollar Bank at low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. We welcome in one of our favorites, Michael McHenry, AT&T Sports, former Pirates catcher. Michael, good morning. How's everything?
Hey, good morning. Were you choked up because I was coming on?
Yes, always. I get choked up speaking to you, Michael. That's how it is. It choked up
for
opening day.
For
yeah, baseball season, opening day, choked up. Hey, let me ask you something, Michael, because I've noticed during spring training and during these games, I think that, and I've really warmed to this, when you're in the hub or in the studio and the in-person sort of, you've got a bat in your hand or you've got a catcher's mitt on, do you like the portion of broadcasting where you're doing hands-on kind of stuff? Because I think that's where you excel the best, when you show me how this works or that works. Do you like that?
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because it's one of my favorite things to do. When I was a kid, you know, I wasn't able to go get lessons consistently. We didn't have the fortune to do so. We didn't have that extra income as a family. So, you know, being able to do that and maybe help one or two kids out there, it's just something that's really special to me. It's something that's very important to me. It's something we're going to be doing all year long. So I'm really excited about it. Yes, I absolutely adore getting in front of that hub, you know, just breaking down, you know, what is separation? How do you create more power? What's working through the middle? Whatever it is, I just love being able to help that one or two kids that may be watching. And that's all you can focus on. You can't focus on a big array of people.
Well, and when you talk about the fundamentals, Michael, for a young, developing ball club like the Pirates, the fundamentals can be the difference between a handful of wins and not winning those games throughout the course of a 162-game season. So just in watching them through spring training over the last month plus, what have you seen from this team's fundamental approach to the game?
You know, what I've enjoyed the most is one, seeing turnover and talent. I mean, just the ability that they had this offseason to grab more guys. I know we lost some great guys in Musgrove and Tyon and whatnot, but at the end of the day, they added some great players. They added a ton of talent, especially at the very upper part of the minor leagues. But you saw the guys continue to get better. You saw great competition. You saw a lot of fun, smiles, and you saw just old-school baseball mixed together with the new school with the data and different approaches. I think you're going to see some guys have some big years this year.
Michael, what kind of growth have you seen in Jacob Stallings here over the last, I don't know, 3 years or so from where he was then to where he is now?
You know, if you look back to, I believe it was 2017, maybe a little bit in 18, he's always been a defensive guy. But the analytics changed, the way they value the catcher completely changed, and he just said, all right, I got to figure this out. Why am I, you know, I think he's 50 or 60 in the league in receiving. And then 2 years later, you look up and he's part of the gold glove talk. I mean, you can't speak enough about, one, his ability behind the plate, the way he runs the staff, but you really can't speak enough about the human being he is. You know, you want a guy like him around all the guys possible because just a great person. He makes everyone a little bit better. At the end of the day, he's never satisfied.
Michael McHenry joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Okay, let's get to the nitty-gritty here. You've been in, and now the Wrigley's redone. The clubhouses are a little bit bigger now. The dugout's nice. You don't bang your head on it every time walking in. But it's still freezing cold. And whether you're in Pittsburgh or in Wrigley or in Philly, when you go opening day, a lot of times it's freezing cold. Tell me the secrets, the tips. Is it coffee? Is it hot warmer packs, like hunting packs that you punch open? Tell me how you stay warm and how people are going to stay warm today and all the time. So give me some of those tips.
So there's a couple of things. First off, baby oil. You lube up before you even go out there. Closes up your pores a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Then you go fighter style. A little Vaseline on the face and block the wind, especially at Wrigley. And then I used to throw, and I got this from Russell Martin, I used to throw that Red Hot on the middle of my back. You talk about keeping just a nice sweat going all day long. You put a little Red Hot on the top of your back. It's like putting a match right at the top of your back. It's amazing.
Don't put it at the top of your front.
Match.
Because if that Red Hot.
No. There's a worse place you can put it now. We don't want to put it there.
What happens when you're out there in a game like today's? I think the real field temperature I looked up was going to be like 28 at first pitch. And especially if you're behind the plate, like your fingertips start to go numb. Like how does it actually affect your ability to play the game and throw the ball, for example? I mean, even just back to the mound.
You know, the one thing, you know, there's so much more technology and so much more ability to actually stay warm. It's not a huge deal unless you get hit. If you get hit in the hand, you know, you're going to – I barely have any nerves in my right hand. I've been hitting the right hand so much. So when I get in the right hand, my hand goes completely numb. So if you're mixing that with a little bit of the cold, it's almost impossible to even feel the ball. So you have to kind of play around with it a little bit, figure out a way to get it done, and just go out there and compete. But at the end of the day, you got the hot hands in the back pocket. You got the baby oil all over you, and you got the Red Hot on. So usually you can stay pretty warm, and then mixed with the adrenaline, usually opening day, you can get through anything.
You're naming a lot of stuff that if it ends up on a baseball, it could probably make it do funny things. It just occurred to me. Michael, off the, you know, I think we've all played in cold weather, and then we all know what it feels like in the hands you're hitting and did not hit it square. And it just, I mean, it hurts like heck. But is it as simple as saying it's more challenging for the hitters and the pitcher has an advantage on days like this, or are there just as many challenges for a pitcher?
I think there's challenges for both, but I mean, there's no question it's more challenging for a hitter. I mean, you take one ball, you know, off the end of the bat or even close to the label, I mean, you're hurting all day. I mean, luckily they're facing Kyle Hendricks to start the year, but even with a guy throwing 88 miles an hour with a lot of movement, those guys are sometimes the worst because they're trying to get you to have that soft contact. And I'm telling you, that vibration off the bat, it'll wear out your hand and it'll hurt all day long.
Michael McHenry joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, tell me your thoughts on this, because people go back and forth, even like people that love baseball. Is Wrigley a dump, or is Wrigley great, or is Wrigley a little bit of both?
You know, I feel like when you're at Wrigley, Lou Gehrig or Babe Ruth or Jack Durbin, they just kind of walk that aisle. So there's nothing that you can do with that. I mean, it is by worldly standards, you know, going back 4 or 5 years ago, they've done a great job of kind of resurrecting it of sorts with the new cages, the new locker rooms, more space. It was almost like you're in Willy Wonka land for a little while because, you know, your team didn't fit. The cages were too small. Everything was just a little bit off. But now they've done a really good job of resurrecting it. But, you know, just the tradition of Wrigley Field makes you feel like you're somewhere a little special in that, you know, at any moment, some of the dreams could happen and some of the legend could walk through that ivy.
Michael McHenry with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Tell me what you saw from Mitch Keller this spring that gives us reason, Michael, to believe that he can be more like he was in those last couple of starts last September than he was in those first few starts this spring.
You know, last year was an oddity to me. If you look at the numbers a little bit deeper, you know, they just don't make sense. The year before was actually better when you think about the deeper numbers. But what is encouraging is the velocity is up. The spin is better. the breaking ball is working a lot more, and I think he's got the potential to be a, you know, frontline guy. But we've talked about it before, guys. It's all about that mentality, and if he can't get that mentality of that frontline starting stuff, that A.J. Burnett-type madness, you know, Keone Kella, Garrett Cole, being able to separate himself when he walks out of the mound, put on his cape, be a superhero, go out there and punch tickets, it's going to be hard for him. He pitches like he has Kyle Hendricks stuff, but he actually has Rick Vaughn stuff off Major League. He's going to go out there and just get after it.
Michael, what's your overall assessment? The bullpen looks like it might be pretty good. They've got a lot of arms out there. But the starting rotation, especially with the Brault injury, what's your assessment of the starting rotation going in for the Pirates?
You know, I think early on, a little bit shorter spring, guys didn't get extended that much. I think the bullpen's going to matter much more early on this year than almost ever before. So if they can just stay in a ball game 4 or 5 innings, you may even see starters go 4 innings early on and bring in that bullpen. That bullpen was pretty dominant all spring. I really like the balance of it. It's a little bit different than it has been in the past. You see some different things, even at the minor league level or the alternate site. You know, you see splitters now. You just never saw that in the past with the Pirates. Big curveballs, nasty stuff, and a lot of swing and miss stuff. So I think you're going to see a little bit different usage early on. So I think that's going to play to their favor. And then as the season goes along, I expect the starters to pick it up a little bit more.
Michael McHenry joining us here, AT&T Sports Fan Morning Show. Michael, the big leaguers you talk to and the people who analyze baseball that know what they're talking about, we're just guys who talk on the radio, but the people who know what they're talking about, are we making too much of Key Brian Hayes' defense, or is he that good at this stage already?
I don't think you're making enough of it. I mean, he makes it look easy. You know, I played with Nolan Arenado for 3 years, and he's the best third baseman I've ever seen. I got to play with Longoria. And those are two names that you talk about right now in the last decade or so that are very special. This guy's right there next to him. And he almost makes things look easier than both of them. No, Arenado does some things that aren't normal. It's like playing a video game. I think Key Brian Hayes will do the same thing. But, I mean, having those two guys in our division is going to be a blast for baseball fans. You're going to see two guys going toe-to-toe all year long for the gold glove. I mean, Nolan Arenado, 8 in a row. He's going for 9. And Key Brian's going to try to take it from him. That's just special talk. It's going to be a lot of fun. This kid is going to be, I mean, special is not even really the word for him. He's not human.
Michael McHenry with us here on the Fan Morning Show. It's opening day in Chicago for the Pirates. Before we let you run, Michael, let's just, when you look back, I asked Jason Mackey to look into a crystal ball a little bit earlier. So I'll ask you, when we look back on this season, 6 months from now, it's October 1st, and we're looking back on the 2021 Pittsburgh Pirates, how do you think we'll look back on it?
I think people will be impressed with, one, how well they actually played consistently. I think they're going to be surprised at some of the development that has happened throughout the organization without minor league systems last year. I just don't think people understand the systems that have been put in place and the way that they're going about development is very different than it was prior to this new regime. So you can't really put a limitation on what they can do, especially the youngsters coming up. I mean, they have availability to stuff they've never had before. They're getting taught personally, not as a philosophy, as a team. They're getting taught literally how they should be taught because of analytics. I mean, it's moving so fast now. We got a regime and a front office and a bunch of coaches that are willing to make suggestions to players, not necessarily push on the players certain things that they should do. That's the old school way, but this regime has done a great job of mixing and blending the old school and the new school, and I think there's going to be a really quick turnaround of sorts. It's not just going to be a straight rebuild. You're going to see a lot of guys growing and getting better. You're going to see stuff from guys that you haven't seen before, similar to Rich Rod last year, developing a nasty breaking ball right in the middle of the year. You're going to see a lot more of that this year.
Michael McHenry, our guy. Michael, we'll talk to you all baseball season. Today's just the first day. We appreciate it. We'll catch up again soon. And thank you much.
Hey, thank you, guys. God bless you. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.